Tavlon, Yevorku, Yevorkunsevo, Amen. Today, as we all know, is the 4th of July, Independence Day in America. And these past couple of months in particular, we have heard lots about freedom. What is freedom? Where is freedom? How much freedom we have to do what we want. But the question really is, again, what is freedom? And where is freedom found? For Americans, freedom is found in the Constitution. It's found in the Bill of Rights. Freedom of press, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, all the freedoms are found there. But for a Christian, freedom is not found there. Freedom is found in Christ. True freedom is found in Christ, who is found in the church. St. Pius of Athens says, "It is not freedom when we say to people that everything is permitted. That is slavery. That is not freedom." And this is true. So often we think freedom means we can do whatever we want, whenever we want, however we want. But that's not freedom. Christ is our Savior. And the English word for Savior is related to the Latin word, which means to heal. It's where we get the word salve from. Salvation, that's the idea of healing. But the Armenian word pergutyun, pergich, one who saves, comes from the old Assyriac word, which means to free, to unbind, to let loose. And so Christ is our pergich, our Savior, but he is also our emancipator, the one who sets us free. And he frees us from sin, from fear, from death, and from the grips of Satan. There is a misconception that people sometimes have, that if I belong to a church, if I belong to, as we say today, organized religion, right? I hear this all the time. I'm spiritual, but I don't really follow religion. I'm spiritual. I don't know what that means. If you figure that out, tell me, because I don't know what spiritual means. But we hear this. We don't want to belong to an organized religion because we think there's too many rules. There's too many regulations. There's too many traditions we have to follow. I just want to be free to do whatever I want and believe whatever I want. You have that freedom. But you're not free if you do that. And we'll explain why. We hear that if we belong to a faith, especially our Christian faith, it's oppressive. There's too many things. There's too many services I have to go to. There's too much fasting. I have to give almsgiving, or I have to give tithing to the church. I have to forgive people I don't want to forgive. I have to pray when I don't want to pray. I even have to love the people who hurt me. I don't want to belong to that religion. I don't want to belong to that. But in reality, all of these traditions sometimes are seen as chains, as locks that weigh us down, when in reality they are keys to set us free. One example is fasting. As I said in Armenia, nobody likes to fast unless you have a grandmother who makes good Lenten food. Otherwise, it's just beans and rice. All right? But we like to eat our food. I hear his Armin's in the back. I eat my meat. Yes. Armin?
Yeah.
I want my meat, right? You need meat all the time. Yes. I don't want to fast. But in reality, in the Armenian church, in many Christian churches, we fast 2 days a week, Wednesdays and Fridays. Wednesdays and Fridays. This is not, we sometimes think, I don't want to do this, or I have to do this because I need to suffer. If anyone tells you you need to suffer to be a Christian, to come closer to Christ, they're telling the truth in one way, but it's not dealing with fasting. We don't fast to suffer. We fast to be free of things, in particular, those foods. Because if we cannot say no to the hamburger on the plate, or yogurt, or ice cream, we become a slave to that. We become a slave. And we've all had this. We've had what we call cravings. I need to eat something. I need sugar. Or I need something carbs. Or I need this. Or I need that. We have become a slave to that thing. And fasting is a tool, is a key, and a way to free us from that. Forgiveness. As I said, people don't like coming and talking to me because I tell them you have to forgive someone. See, I don't want to forgive that person. If I forgive that person, that means I'm accepting the thing they did to me. That evil they did to me, I'm accepting it. And I'm then, we think, permitting it to happen again. That's not what forgiveness is. Forgiveness is a tool to free us from jealousy, from hatred, from anger, and from grudges. Because when we don't free ourselves from that, and we do not forgive, we become a slave to those things. And I've seen this. And some of us may be in that situation where we constantly think about that person and what they did to me. And we continue to think and we become a slave to that. That becomes our life, which is unfortunate. And then, as I said, almsgiving, we're tithing to the church. And we think, I don't want to give money to the church. Look at Dad Hyde. He's so handsome with his haircuts and all these things. I don't want to give more money to him. The money has not come to me, I promise you that. Okay? Just look at me. I do not get the money. But we do say, I want to spend that money on bags or on clothing or on shoes or on cars or entertainment systems or whatever. And we sometimes say, I have to have it. I need it. I must have that in my possession. Okay, you have it. Now what? It goes and sits there and collects dust most of the time. But that idea that I need to have that is slavery. Because you have become a slave to that item. And all of these things, if we can't say no to the shoes, to the hamburger, or to anger, we become a slave to these things, and this is the worst type of slavery. Because this slavery is not to a person, but to an inanimate object, to a passion. That's what we become slaves to. And they become our masters. And the church has been set up in such a way, and Christ has set the church up in such a way, to free us from those things. Freedom is not being able to buy whatever we want. Freedom is being able to say no to those things. That is freedom. Christ says, if you abide in my word, then you are truly my disciples. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. What is truth? We spoke about this last week, but we're going to speak about it again. What is truth? Pontius Pilate asks Christ, what is truth? Truth is Christ. He says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. I am. He is the truth. He is our Savior. He is our emancipator. He is the one that frees us because he is true. But, unfortunately today, as I've said, there are those out there that try to seek truth in other places. Try to seek freedom in other places. And they try to find it and live with that. You can say whatever you want is your truth. And we hear this. My truth, your truth. Okay. But your truth is wrong. There. Done. I just answered your question. That's not true. It's wrong. Truth is Christ. St. Paul says, Christ is the same. Yesterday and today and forevermore. He does not change. The gospel, which is Christ, does not change. The good news does not change. It's been the same for 2,000 years. And until Christ's second coming, it will stay the same. It does not change. This is why, in a little bit, once we say Habadam, right, the profession of our faith, the creed, right after that, Deacon Nishde will say, and as for those who say that they are changeable or alterable, right, if Christ can change, or the Holy Spirit can change, or God can change, this is what the Armenian Church, this is what Christianity rejects. Anyone who says that. And there are Christian denominations, I'll call them, to be nice. There are Christian denominations out there that do say Christ changes. He is not the same. He used to be this way, he is now this. This is what we must fight against and be aware of. Because unfortunately, people look for truth, look for freedom in other places. Sometimes they think drugs will set them free. Alcohol will set them free. Pornography will set them free. Gambling will set them free. All these things will set them free. These things may give them a little bit of a high, may let them feel a little better for a time, and then they crash, and they become a slave again to these things. And the more they do it, the more slavery continues. We as Christians have seen these people. We may have been these people at one time. We may be those people today. It is up to us to preach the risen Christ to them. That Christ is there. He is the one that will set them free if we are willing to be able to say no to these other things. Again, freedom is not being able to do whatever you want. It's being able to say no to things. So today, as we celebrate the 4th of July, Independence Day, and we celebrate our freedoms that we have been given by the Constitution and also by Christ, we remember and celebrate the freedom that we have in Christ. Christ, who is our Savior, our Emancipator, the one who sets us free, will set us free from sin, from death, from fear, from addictions, from passions, from desires, and especially from the grips of Satan.
Amen.
Perfect. Amen.
He is called.